I would like to acknowledge that the cover of the yeshiva, the cover of the siyum for the yahrzeit, Rick Klavan, the Skan Rabbanim of the city, the tremendous presence in our yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, we have him. He visits us regularly. It's a tremendous limud, which we're watching him, learning from him, and he's joined us in honor of this occasion, like to Rabbi Hyatt. We miss him in the halls, and Baruch Hashem, every opportunity we have Rabbi Hyatt back into the yeshiva, that's something very special for us. I'd like to acknowledge Rabbi Katz, Rabbi Rosenbaum, Rabbi Sanders, that have taken from their busy schedules to join us in honor of this occasion. There was, approximately less than a year ago, there was in Telz Yeshiva in Cleveland, Rabbi Einar is a Telzer, and I'm a Telzer, and many times he would make sure to keep me in line. He says, remember that you're a Telzer, you can't do that, right? He says, somebody else in Yeshiva could do that, but not Rabbi Rangel, you're a Telzer. There was a historic event in Telz Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz Yeshiva, Chicago. Rabbi Avraham Chaim Levine Shlita, a very close chaver, Rabbi Einar Zatzal, came to Cleveland and he spoke on the occasion of the reorganization of the yeshiva, and the yeshiva movement, Telz Yeshiva movement, Cleveland moving forward, etc. And he spoke. And by that occasion, he says there are seven midas. Mishnah talks about the Zion midas, the Chacham. He said there are Zion midas, there are seven midas for a Telzer. Imagine that our speaker will mention some of them. I'm not going to elaborate to them on that very much, but any person who can picture Rabbi Einar in front of them is this that you understand that they were made from the same chaticha, what their, his rebbeim were. He says the first one is Amkis and Amelis Patera. That sitting in his own corner without the Beit Medrash, without the yeshiva for many years, sitting in his own corner, anything that he learned, whether it was Hilchasa, whether it was Agarata, whether it was Musar, it was done with a thought process. Emes, the Telzer says Emes, but he also knows how to create Shalom. The Telzer is Masudr, Seder, Nikoyan. Now, anybody who remembers Rabbi Einar walking through these halls and stopping to pick up the item which everybody else walked by and ignored because that doesn't fit the covet of a hall of a makom kodesh of a yeshiva. Rabbi Einar, with his dignity, bent down to pick up the tissue. Bent down. We saw that world of Seder and the Nikoyan. Yashrus ha-machshava. The Rabbi Einar's pichis, the Rabbi Einar's understanding of the situation, the eitzah which we took from him. The tachlis of a person in this world is kiddush Hashem Shemayim. The person doesn't lose sight of the fact that he's always here to be kiddush Hashem Shemayim. That's something which a person cannot take his mind mesiach das from that moment, for a moment. And achrayus. This is the Rabbi Chaim Levine Shlita definition of what a telzer is. And if you look at the Rabbi Einar, you figure he could have written that as a hesped on Rabbi Einar's itself. He absorbed the lessons. He absorbed the message of his rebbeim. Rabbi Meir Bloch Zatzal, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Katz Zatzal, the younger rebbeim in the Shiva, he was very close to, Rabbi Chaim Stein Zichel Livracha, the Shiva Rabbi Martin Gifter Zichel Livracha. All of them in this world, the world of Chinuch of Telz, he absorbed it, he lived it. I just want to share with you one thought from Rabbi Meir Zatzal, and then I'll introduce our speaker. Rabbi Meir Zatzal, and this week's parsha. The famous Chazal, Gemara Nida, says when a child is conceived, for the period of time the child is in its mother, it learns Torah with the Malach. It learns Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Meir asked the question, which I've heard this Chazal many times, and nobody ever asked this question. But that was Rabbi Meir. It says, what was the neshama of this child doing before it went into the goof? It was in the Olam HaNeshamah. So what are you doing in the Olam HaNeshamah? You learn Torah. So what's the chiddush that was learning Torah b'me'imo? He was learning Torah beforehand also. What is the chiddush of Limud HaTorah, the special point that says there was Limud HaTorah b'me'imo? And Rabbi Meir Zatzal says that the Liman HaTorah with the neshamas in the Olam HaNeshamas is what for what a neshama has to learn. But now the neshama is connected to a goof. Neshama is part of a goof. And it has to learn the Torah that which is relevant to what it means to live in a goof, to live in this world. That's a whole new section of Torah. It's a whole new approach to life. And that the neshama has to learn that. The neshama which learns that the Gemara says in Moed Katan, is that a sefer told us Adam? That Adam is a sefer Torah? Says every person, that's what the Mora says, and a person stands there at the moment of Yitzias Neshama, when the Neshama leaves the body, he has to tear Kriya, as if he saw Sefer Torah being burnt. And again, he has a question. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mora says that Reliezer, Agadol, before he was Nifter, he said, my two arms are like Sefer Torah. So what's the condition of Reliezer being like Sefer Torah? Every person is like a Sefer Torah. Rabbi Eliezer was a person who was able to take that Sefer Torah inside of himself and translate it into his world of deeds, in the world of Maisa, into the world of his arms, what he was doing with the world. Every person has a Sefer Torah inside. And Rabbi Eliezer, a Gadol, was able to take that Sefer Torah and translate it into the Maisa. That's what the Malach is offering to us during that time. I think one of the lessons I learned from Rabbi Einemer Zatzal was the concept of expectations. He expected a lot from us. He did not tolerate mediocrity. He did not tolerate that, you know, it's okay. We always do like this. Why are you doing that? Why don't you do better? He was a teveya. Sometimes you look at a person with a teveya, like, what? Why are you always asking for more? He was asking for more because he saw that we were Sefer Torah inside. He wanted us to translate that Sefer Torah inside ourselves into becoming that we're the Sefer Torah, which is in our Zroyos. Translate that Sefer Torah inside of you, that you could become something bigger, you could learn better, you could think better, you could do better, you could become something better. It came from a tremendous worldview of the chashivas of what a person is. And that translated, if I'm Choshev and you're Choshev, I have to act properly, you have to act properly. Rabbi Yitzi mentioned, he says he mentioned to the Shir this morning, Rabbi Animer used to always tell the Bacham to tuck on their shirts. And the Bacham couldn't have said, what's the issue? If you're a Sefer Torah, the mantle has to be put on the Sefer Torah properly. I need that the covering of the Sefer Torah has to be proper. You're a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah dresses properly. You're not a high school kid. You're a Ben Torah. And that was how we looked at the Bacher. From that vantage point, how could anybody walk with their shirts untucked? How could anybody walk without looking clean and proper? The mantle of the Sefer Torah should look proper. The covering of the Sefer Torah has to be proper. It is our covet that Rabbi Nachman Kahana, Rabbi Einemer's son-in-law, Manal of the TA of Baltimore, of Talmudic Academy of Baltimore, the elementary school, is taken up from his busy schedule to come, to inspire us, to teach us some of the lessons which we need to hear about our Rosh Hashiva, Zichro Livracha.
Shusa Achsanya, Rashi Yeshiva, Chevrian Holom, Rabbonim, Rasi Chamasi, Rabbonim Shlita. If I were to come and talk at a family gathering, I would feel a little bit more comfortable knowing exactly how to address them. I feel uncomfortable when I need to come to talk in front of such gedolim, as the Hanhola here. What can I possibly say that you're a bayim and Rosh Yeshiva and Hanhala and the Rabbanim of the city can't show you. Nonetheless, when I was asked if I could speak, I thought about it. I got one message, and then a second message, and then a third message. And not because my nature is, you know, somebody calls me in school, I return calls within 24 hours. Nonetheless, I was uncomfortable if I was wanted to take this upon myself. What can I tell you, wonderful Talmidim? One thing I can tell you is that my Shver Zecherei Tzadik Levracha loved you dearly. He loved every single one of your Talmidim. And he had such pride of the yeshiva as a whole. And when the Talmud would go out of the yeshiva and he would make that kind of a reputation that he expects everybody to have, and he did expect it, he beamed at every step that every single Talmud had taken from the yeshiva. He was so proud. We heard that the Rosh Yeshiva was a Telzer, and the different points and aspects of what a Telzer is. I think that my father-in-law, Zecherei Tzadik Levracha, had another step that was not discussed. And I'd like to talk about it in a little bit of a roundabout way. I'd like to talk a little bit about this week's Parsha. These two parshiyos, Hazriah Metzora. In fact, not about the parsha directly, but about the haftarah of the parsha. There are two haftarahs, one after Parsha Hazriah, and one after Parsha Metzora. And I'm sure everybody is acquainted. I just want to quickly chazer over the story that's mentioned in the Navi. The Navi talked about that there was a melech, and there was a Tsar Tzva Melech Aram. He had, the Tsar Tzva was named was Naaman. And he was a Tzaruah, he had Tsaras. And he addressed his family members about how uncomfortable and how distraught he was about his Tsaras. And there was a captured young girl that lived as a maid. And she suggested to him, why not send a letter and go visit the Navi, and the Navi at that time was Elisha. So he drew up a letter and he sent it to the Melech Yisrael, and the Melech Yisrael got it and he tore his clothing. He said, what am I? Am I God? Am I able to make such nisim? So he ignored them. And he sent them another letter. He said, look, maybe there's a Navi. You know that there's a Navi. Send him and let him go to the Navi. So he went to visit the Navi. And before he gets to the Navi, he sends a messenger, I'm here. And he expects that the Navi is going to come out and greet him. And does he greet him? Oh, he sends a little messenger outside and he says, go dip yourself over there in the river for Chatzto Sheva Pa'amim by Yardain. So he says, what, you're making a mockery of me? You're making fun? Ridiculous. The rivers of Damascus are so much greater, and here you're sending me to go dip in this. Now, what kind of a ridiculous thing is that? So somebody says, go try it out. What can happen? So he dips himself into the Nahar, and then he becomes Tar. And now he wants to change over and change his religion. Inside. In other words, not outwardly. He still wants to, he feels that he has no choice, but he wants to become a member of Klal Yisrael. So as he approaches the Navi, he approaches him with such derech eretz and with such kavod, and he says, I want to give you a gift. And he says, nothing doing, I'm not taking anything, nothing at all. He says, please, and he begs him a second time and a third time, and he refuses. And then he says, okay. And he picks himself up and he starts leaving. He goes a little bit. That's the end of the Haftarah of Parshas Yisrael. Parshas Metzorah Parshas Metzorah starts with another. There is Arba Anoshim Metzorahim. There were four people that had Tzaras. Now, how did they get Tzaras? How did these four people get Tzaras? Because of what happens next in the Parsha that's not mentioned in between Caesarea and Tzaras. Interestingly. What is it? What happened? This Gehazi, who was the Nar of Elisha, he was the servant of Elisha, Gehazi decided that, you know what? Let me go see. Maybe I can get something for the yeshiva. There's a bigger chrayis that the yeshiva has. You know how many people are being supported by this yeshiva and how much Torah can learn, and he wants to give a donation. Let me go see if I can get something. So he doesn't go and ask for something big. He goes and he asks for something small. He says that there's a new Talmud over here. I want to get something small. Can I get it? And he gives him twice as much. And he takes it back. And then the Navi knows, because the Navi senses that there's a problem. And he says, why'd you take something from him? He tried to deny that he did. He said, because you did not listen and because you did this, so therefore you are going to become a tzeruah and your family and children forever and ever. What was the terrible avera that Gehazi had done? What was such a big deal? So he went and he asked for some money. He understood. He was running the yeshiva. He was running such a wonderful institution. He was running a place where they taught Torah to thousands of Talmidim, let's say. And he didn't ask for anything of his own. He didn't want anything by himself. He wanted his own things for the yeshiva. What he failed to understand is that when you have somebody who is a Navi, when you have somebody who is a Chacham, we have somebody who is a Ben Torah, somebody who learned Torah, his Metzius is Torah, his entire being is Torah, he's a Navi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows better than they do. He understands what the yeshiva needs. Don't think for a second he doesn't understand the business deals. Don't think for a second he doesn't know what the school needs. He knows every single drop of mahus. He knows better than those who are the biggest businessmen, because he understands what's in the tchunas ha-nefesh. That's one word that I want to say that my father-in-law had, and that's kavod ha-Torah. It's all about kavod ha-Torah. The person builds himself with all those, tells you tchunas ha-nefesh or whatever it is, to come to a darga where you can become a gadol. What is a gadol? A gadol is a person who has that aspects of kavod ha-Torah, who everybody who looks at him can understand and recognize that this is not stam a person. This is a person whose mitzius, his entire being. Not only is he a manig, and he could be a Rosh Hashiva, and he could be knowing Kol HaTorah Kula, and he could know Chumash, and he could know Navi, and he could give Shiurim and Shulchan Aruch, and he could have a Yoredeya, and he could learn Yoredeya and get smicha from El Adayer when he's a child of, who knows, 20 years old. Come that kind of a gadol. But he's able to take that gadlus of Torah, he's able to take that gadlus of Yerushalayim and translate it into his metzius, into his being. And so that anybody who looks, anybody who notices, sees not just the learning, because the learning is what makes him into that kind of a person, that kavod ha-Torah. That the acheretz that everybody had for him was not just because of the yediyah that he had, not just because of his ava that he portrayed to his talmidim, not just the million of other things, not just his relationships that he had with people, not just his understanding, his intimate understanding when somebody would come to talk to him about anything and everything, but the Torah personifies. The Torah which was in him, which he was able to show, which everybody who saw, when they looked at him and when they spoke to him, not only his brilliance, because he was so brilliant, I would challenge anybody to see what his IQ was. Brilliance, not only his yediyah, his self-learned yediyah, but the kind of a person that an Adam Gadol was. And this is how you were so fortunate to have a yeshiva who was brought up under the metzius, together with the Rebbetzin, of course, because everything that happened was with her. Kaddish Baruch Hu should help that you should all grow up to be Talmidei Chachamim, be a source of nachas to your yeshiva, to your family, to your rebbeim, and that you may aspire to Kavanah Torah. We have this.
I'd like to thank Rabbi Kahana for his the insights, the words. We're going to have an audio-visual presentation. It's a small piece from a thought that Rabbi Anemer shared a few years back. The topic is an idea of how a person can absorb Torah and thereby have Ruach HaKodesh. I think it fits very well with what Rabbi Kahana said, this idea that a person absorbs the Torah, develop, and from that he's able to become a person who is able to understand and understand what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do.
Sorry, I'm sorry, before socks. You just told me not to know what it really is. see that the sixth chapter of 51 gives you a detail. Of course, it's a lifetime of endeavor. The person can achieve it. Now, you actually become bound to the level of the angels. And that's a very important thing. I mean, the individual becomes a totally different person. He can understand things differently than anything he ever had previously. But it's not only that. Sometimes you could look at a person and see that he's an angel. And, you know, a person even in this level. I read an interesting article written by a non-religious, totally atheistic, agnostic, agnostic, and an Aryan professor, a Jewish professor, who happened to be in a concentration camp together with the Satmarov, before he was released from the concentration camp. So he said that, you know how people lose all their humanity. I mean, their personal cleanliness, their concern for another person. I mean, put together in a room, everybody tries to exist and to live and to grab, and nobody cares anything else. Said there was one person amongst us, this agnostic, who, clean personally, cleanliness is concerned, he said he was towering above us, and he said, I looked at him not as just another human being, I looked at him as an angel. I mean, this is this intellectual approach, but he recognized that person possessed the godliness of an angel.
I want to take this opportunity to thank the people which put tremendous effort in making sure that we were able to have this siyum done, the suda done properly. First, I'd like to thank Rabbi Merkin for his understanding, his foresight, his recognition of the chashivas of what we're doing, the lesson it has for the Talmidim that encourage us to do this. Rabbi Arzon and Rabbi Lyman have put in efforts above and beyond to make sure that this comes out in a very mechubadik oifen, whether it's the limud of Mishnayos, arranging for all the food, arranging for the and practically serving it. Mrs. Ludwig has again risen to the occasion, her understanding of the logistics, making everything happen. We have to appreciate her efforts. Scott Hillman is been there, supportive, understanding, helping us, making sure that everything happens the way it's supposed to. And then beyond that, there was the tamidim of the classes, helped the setup, the arrangements. Mr. Kurtz and Mr. Seaman have always there, Mr. Kurtz for years, and Mr. Seaman is already well on his way to becoming a major help for understanding what we need and being there supporting us and giving us our support. We appreciate that very much. At this point in time, we're going to bench, and then after benching, we will proceed to the main, to the Fox Base Medrash, the main Base Medrash, the Shiva Gedolah, and the high school will daven mincha together. Anything else I'm missing? Anything else I'm missing? Good. Okay.